know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, so let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily. You're listening on ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland. Nathan Zagura alongside Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, one day away from the uniform unveil. One day after Jordan Spieth's dominating win at the Masters, my goodness, tying the scoring mark. I wanted him to make that putt on 18 to set the record, but that was the worst putt he hit all tournament.
It was, and you could tell he rushed it. And what was so great, and what I look forward to about Jordan Spieth is that bond that he and his caddy have. Like, they look like they were, not only because they were ahead, you know, in every round from wire to wire, but God, were they having fun and their communication with each other. And that is something I look forward to. Very similar to the way Tiger and his caddies over the years have gotten close. You know, to get that candor and see them enjoying each other's company, and also too, just to see how much a champion like Jordan Spieth at the age of 21 relies, you know, on the expertise of another guy. Like every time he had a question, he brought him in. I loved it. And then you know, how great is his story, sharing it with his family, you know, right there off the 18 green, and then also too. The story that you didn't get to essentially see at the Masters, but the story about his sister, you know, who's sick, who's, you know, struggles with the disorder she has, and she, as he said at the Shell Houston Open, did you win? He's like, no, I didn't win this one. He said, you know, my proudest moment was not necessarily putting on that green jacket; it was calling my sister and letting her know that I won.
It's just a great story. Seems like a great kid. Only 21 years old, established the 36-hole record, the 54-hole record, the most birdies in the tournament, the lowest opening round. He went wire to wire for only the fifth time in Masters history, and it was pretty awesome. He was just dominant. I mean, the bottom line is he was just absolutely dominant, and it was a great Masters. I mean, the leaderboard was very good. Mickelson, Justin Rose, McIlroy, all in the top four.
Right.
That's the top four.
Yeah.
It was a strong leaderboard, a strong tournament, and he was just, Jordan Spieth, too good.
Too good, too consistent. My God, is he consistent. You know, he doesn't hit it long like Rory, but he, you know, 80% of his shots were from the fairway. You know, I think he hit the most greens of anybody the entire weekend, and the guy was killer inside 12 feet.
Oh, maybe the best putter on tour, and I think that was evident with how well and how effectively he dominated that golf course again. It would have been nice to see him make that one at the end, but... You know, that's all right.
Tapping's a tapping.
Tap.
Yeah, it's nice to have that kind of cushion to be able to miss one like that.
That's right. So we've got a lot to talk about. We'll talk Masters, obviously, some uniform stuff over the weekend. We can talk Johnny as well. This is what I want to get into with you guys today also. Charlie Casserly's new mock draft was released today. He has the Browns making a move up to get Marcus Mariota in a trade. ESPN released their draft guide for all 32 teams. We'll go through that. We'll go through Mel Kiper's draft, which we never did as well. And we have some sound from Mel Kiper as well. Ron Jaworski on Philly CSN Sports Talk this morning said, source of Tom Tempe is leaning towards Mariota at number one over Winston. I've heard it's absolutely the opposite. And also, speaking of the uniforms, 2:30, we'll have trivia to win tickets to the uniform unveiling tomorrow night. We have two pairs of tickets to give away. We'll
four do that tickets
at 2:30.
Two pairs.
Four tickets total. You're exactly right about that.
Absolutely, it'll be a great night. And you know what? It'll be a spectacle in the most positive way after a long, daunting weekend for Cleveland sports with the Indians against the Tigers getting swept, the Cleveland Cavaliers getting beat twice by Boston. And so this will again shine a positive light on the city of Cleveland, and truly, in my eyes, hone in and lock in that new era of Cleveland Browns football with the new unis.
The new uniforms again tomorrow night, 7:30 on News Channel 5. If you're unable to catch the broadcast live, you can stream it on your right on your mobile device, right in your hand on the Browns app or clevelandbrowns.com. So lots to talk about here today. We'll talk Masters. I got my first golf in Cleveland over the weekend, which was nice, although me and the kid got hammered by one of the best sports agents in the world, Andy Sims, and Ryan Novak. We got.
I wanted to play Sunday. You know, my brother reached out to me Sunday. My wife is a little under the weather still. And you know what? When the sun is shining outside, and I can't even spit it out. It's been so long since it's shined the way it has. You know, my kid, I've taught my son how to ride his bike in like 3 days. And now all he wants to do is ride his bike. He's almost like showing off. So it's a great thing for the kids to get outside, get that vitamin D soaking in.
Oh,
they're,
yeah.
You know, they're my son's pale as pale can be, and so he needs all the sun he could get. But for them to be outside, I, you know, of course, I took the 60-degree out. I throw a bag of balls out, and I just chip around my yard while my kid rides, you know, ride circles in my cul-de-sac.
How was the short game feeling?
Short game's, it's iffy, you know. But, I mean, but again, I'm throwing it up nice. I'm able to hit my lob, which, you know, doesn't usually happen till a few rounds into the season. But I'm hitting my lob really well.
Nice.
A couple flop shots. So I'm chomping at the bit to get out on the course. I may, in fact, reach out to my friends over at Golf Tech and get a couple lessons just to hone me in and get me off on the right foot.
Get locked in. Yeah, we've got we're going to get our golf going. It was good to be out there. It was definitely a little bit wet. But it was certainly better than not golfing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the one thing. I have, you know, with my Nike contract as a former player in the National Football League, I have about a half a dozen pairs of golf shoes. You know, and in some cases, they're all like the Tiger Woods from every year. Which are nice and very comfortable.
Yeah.
And over the course of the years, every time I get a new pair, you know, I have a new pair of like bad weather golf shoes.
Yep.
So, you know, I just I'm encouraged by the fact that I can go out and play and the weather doesn't have to be pristine. I've got the, you know, the Nike rain suit so I don't get, you know, mud all over my legs as well. And I get to go out and at least, again, be outside in the sun. That was the key. And I think as of now, another great day, another dry day.
It might rain tonight, they're saying. But hopefully we can get through tonight and then the rest of the week there should not be any rain.
That'd be great. Then by the weekend, it's going to be beautiful.
By the weekend, it will be beautiful in time for a little Cavaliers playoff basketball.
Yes.
It'll be my daughter's birthday, 7,
awesome.
On Saturday. By the way, I just want to bring attention to the fact that, you know, you, in addition to getting new Nike golf shoes, you should be getting a Husband of the Year medal for the sacrifices that you made over this weekend. And I don't know if your wife's listening, but I want to tell her.
I don't
think
she is.
She should be. You should be Husband of the Year. This man could have gone to the Masters with Eric Weddle.
Yes.
And that's why he said Charlie Hoffman was your guy. Weddle was there with him. You could have gone down there and you stayed home to take care of your sick wife.
I did. And here's the reason why is because, again,
prior
to that decision, my anniversary is the 7th of April. Okay. So it falls in or around the Masters weekend almost every
year. So it's already happened.
Every year.
And you guys went to Niagara to celebrate.
We went to Niagara to celebrate, and we had a conversation, you know, on our anniversary dinner, and we said 10, this is our eight-year anniversary. We said 10's going to be big, you know, somewhere Caribbean, somewhere warm. We'll fly the kids with us, renew our vows, and I get to choose 9.
Okay.
And I just so happen to look up, and I know that the next 3 years' Masters either fall on a Thursday, a Friday, or Saturday.
Of your anniversary.
Of the 7th. We'll be on a Thursday, Friday, then a Saturday, 16, 17, 18. So next year, we're doing it big. We're going to rent a house. We're going to do the Masters probably Tuesday through Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I got the hook.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So you did a little
sacrifice. And I don't know if there's any friends out there that would want to go in on the house because we'll probably do a big and would want to come with us. You know, there's an open invitation.
So you did an immediate sacrifice for a long-term gain.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. And I know, you know what? It's one thing that you just can't live those kind of things down. To just go jump on a plane and leave. Because then what you're putting at risk, too, is, okay, wife's got to handle the kids. Then you come back, you know, with this amazing experience. Wife might be better, but there's a high chance with her watching the kids that the kids are now sick. And there's nothing worse than having two sick kids after they just missed.
Yeah, but just were at the Masters.
Yeah, you know what? I'm almost guaranteeing the fact that I'm going next year. And I have a strong inclination that Jordan Spieth will be in the mix next year, too. And hopefully Tiger doesn't break his wrist again. And Rory's still going to be good. So
is he really hurt? What do you think about that?
I think, you know, have you ever hit in a root?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Of course. You can blow out your whole wrist.
Right. And I think that, you know, with him revamped and more confident and also, too, trying to make a charge to gain respect back that he's lost over the years, even after his Saturday round, I thought he was trying to just torque every single ball. And, you know, for him, as a professional, a finicky little thing like that could be the difference between, you know, I thought a lot of those prop bets, too, before, I mean, as I discussed, those prop bets of him finishing a round or not, you know,
fired up. They were like, shut it down. I feel very good about my bet with the kid, though, that he's not going to win a major this year.
I feel good about that.
There are too many good players now.
There's too many good players now. And I mean, there's 20 guys, 15 for sure, that could win every tournament, every major.
There's some good players out there in golf. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch yesterday.
Our guy Phil got another silver medal, you know, with with the tie for second place.
And he's had
for the 10th time.
What a great career he's had as well. But I'll tell you what, this Spieth has an opportunity to be very special. Very special. But Rory's very special. I mean, there are a lot of these guys that are darn good, man.
They are.
It was some good golf. The course, it seemed like the course, they were able to attack it, obviously, when you saw so many record scores. You know, you had five guys at 11 under or better. That's very unusual.
And well, Bubba won it at, what, 3 or 4 last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing. But it's fun to watch. That's like, you know, watching, you know, Ohio State-Oregon in the national championship game. Points are going to be scored. You know, and that's like, oh, actually, you know what? It's more like football in the ACC. You're going to score in the 50. There's not going to be a whole lot of defense. And I think there was nothing they could do to defend that course. Guys are just too good. They're hitting the ball too long and too straight. You know, all those reachable par fives just make for amazing scoring opportunities.
And he made it, what was it, on 13 that he barely got over?
Yes.
And then he ended up right. Unbelievable. Just great round of golf. Gibbs, did you get any golf in this weekend?
No golf.
No golf? Did
no
you
golf,
watch the
no.
Masters?
I did.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was awesome. I kept waiting. I kept hoping that someone was going to make a run at the kid.
They played well.
I thought Saturday was the most fun day of the whole tournament.
Yeah, Saturday was good.
I mean, there were so many guys. All of a sudden, Rory came out of nowhere. Tiger made a run. Mickelson birdie and everything. And the kid never wavered. But Saturday was the most fun day to watch.
I thought
he
yesterday.
He does not look 21, by the way.
No, he does not. There was a time yesterday, probably in the middle of the front nine, when I thought Justin Rose, if he would have just gassed it, you know, when it got to three, it could have got to two, you know, with just one make. But Jordan Spieth just never relented. He kept pushing it back to three, back to four. And then Rose hit a couple of bad shots finally, and he had to recover. He either parred while Spieth birdied and or made a bogey on a hole and just lost momentum. And then also, too, that two-shot swing that could have happened that Faldo talked about on the back now. What was it, 16?
Yeah.
I think the par three.
Yeah.
When he just hit a great shot, made his par putt from, 10, 12 feet. And it would have been a two, or if Rose would have
if
made,
Rose made birdie,
and Spieth would have missed, it would have been a two-shot shot swing.
Well, and Mickelson even said, he goes, if I start off with two birds out of the first three holes, then Justin's got some pressure on it. But he goes, I didn't get going until eighth or ninth hole.
And neither did Tiger or Rory. They were boring to watch for the first five holes.
Yeah. This guy's good, man.
You know, golf needed that this weekend. You can appreciate the kid. You know, he's slapping high fives with people as he's walking to the clubhouse. And
even just how about Justin Rose hits that shot out of nowhere, you know, inside 5 feet, and Spieth standing there on the edge. He's got his own shot ahead of him, standing in a bunker, you know, in between those two traps. And he just looks over with a big smile on his face and gives him a thumbs up, you know. And so he's
kid,
mature,
man.
Well beyond his years. And like I think he and Rory are in most cases going to be the future of golf for the next decade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was I couldn't believe the scoring. Unfortunately, I couldn't get out this weekend. I had some other things pop up that I'm dealing with, but everything, you know, it was a good weekend, though. Weather was perfect. Couldn't ask for anything better.
It's about time, man.
It is about time, man.
It is about time.
I am dying. I was walking over to the convention center today to check some broadcast stuff for tomorrow for us, and I walked over. It was a perfect day. 70, nice breeze, just awesome out right now.
It is a lovely day.
We should be on the golf course. We should be broadcasting from the golf course.
We should be. All right, when we come back, we're going to take your calls, 216-578-0850. We'll get into Charlie Casserly's new mock draft that was just released, and it features a trade for the Browns. Now, they move up and they get Marcus Mariota, but it'll be interesting when you hear what Casserly says they had to give up, what they do, and who they end up with after the first round. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
You lift my heart up when the rest of me.